Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we are exploring Not For Sale, an innovative platform that formulates a data-driven ecosystem to tackle the pre-development phase of creating an ultra-luxury private residence. So just imagine you are an advisor, or maybe you're running a family office, and you are representing a client who is about to build, say, a $25 to $50 million home.
Right, which is, for most of these clients, their single largest, most personal investment by far.
Exactly. But put yourself in that room for a second. Just look around the table. The broker who found the land, well, they're paid on the sale price.
And the contractor profits when the scope of the build expands.
Yeah. And the architect and the interior designer, they earn fees tied to how ambitious and complex the design actually becomes.
Right. So every single professional surrounding that family has a direct financial interest tied to the project's scale.
Not the client's ideal outcome, the scale. And honestly, this is the wildest part of the research we're looking at today. Absolutely no infrastructure exists for this critical early phase where all the permanent damage is actually done.
It is a completely misaligned ecosystem. I mean, if you were sitting in that advisor seat, you can see exactly what that misalignment produces just by looking at the raw industry truths.
The numbers are just brutal.
They really are. Roughly 73% of luxury projects exceed their budget by 20% or more.
Wow.
And if your client is building anything above $10 million, timeline overruns average 2.4 times the original schedule.
2.4 time? That's years of their life.
Exactly. And if you go looking for purpose-built platforms designed specifically to manage this early fragile phase of the work, the number is exactly zero.
Which is exactly why we're digging into this today. Because going through these notes, there is a central sort of aha moment that just completely shifts how you view this entire industry.
Yeah, the core thesis here.
Right, it's this. Every problem in construction started in pre-construction.
Every single one.
Budget overruns, team dysfunction, the sudden realization that the guest house doesn't even fit on the lot. If you trace any of those disasters back far enough, you arrive at a decision that was made or quietly ignored before a single shovel ever hit the dirt.
And that is the trap every client walks into. Because by the time you actually need a construction management tool, the trajectory of the disaster is already set in stone.
The damage is done.
Right. Human ego, poor communication, and those misaligned financial incentives we just talked about have already been baked right into the blueprints.
So, let's talk about the fix, because that is the fundamental problem that Not For Sale or N4S is trying to solve.
Right. And to be clear, it is a pre-construction advisory platform. It is completely distinct from a construction management tool.
Yeah, that's a crucial distinction. It relies on 8 integrated modules guided by one unconflicted advisor with zero conflicts of interest.
Exactly. The advisor using this platform isn't earning a percentage of the build or, you know, a cut of the design fee. Their success is tied exclusively to the quality of the client's outcome.
So let's unpack how this actually operates. Because if you are advising this family, your primary goal is shielding them from the staggering complexity of a $30 million build. And reading through the platform's architecture, there is this underlying emotional spine to the whole thing. It's a mechanism they call progressive disclosure.
Progressive disclosure. Yeah, it's brilliant.
The golden rule here is that the advisor sees depth. The client sees calm.
The client sees calm. I love that.
It makes me think of like a high-end restaurant experience. The client is sitting in a serene, beautifully lit dining room, looking at a curated menu. They have absolutely no idea that back in the kitchen, the advisor is managing a chaotic symphony of fire, shouting chefs, and precise timing.
Right, and the platform is essentially the swinging door between those two worlds.
Exactly.
And the system enforces that boundary through three companions that operate around the core modules. First, there's LuxBrief.
The client portal.
Right. LuxBrief is the calm, beautifully branded client portal, the dining room in your analogy. And there is a very deliberate psychological choice here.
Yeah.
The client never sees the word overdue.
Yeah.
Right. All the operational urgency, the red blinking lights, that all stays on the advisor's side of the platform. The client only sees progress, momentum, and a clear next step.
And supporting that portal is the second companion, Parker. Now, from the documentation, Parker is one AI intelligence, but it has two completely different faces depending on who is logging in.
It adapts to the user.
Yeah. For you, the advisor, Parker is a sharp analytical co-pilot. You can ask it highly complex cross-module questions like whether a specific budget revision still matches the validated spec program, and it just synthesizes the data instantly.
But for the client, it's totally different.
Right. For the client, Parker acts as a warm concierge. If the principal logs in at 11 at night and asks what adjacency lock means, they get a calm, jargon-free explanation that perfectly maintains those disclosure boundaries.
It's just brilliant. And the third companion holding all of this together is the timeline, which just runs quietly in background.
It recalculates itself, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a fully automated schedule that recalculates based on reality. In traditional pre-construction, if a family takes 3 weeks to return a lifestyle questionnaire, everyone just pretends the original schedule is fine.
Right. They just ignore it until it violently collapses 6 months later.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But here, the schedule quietly recalibrates. It absorbs the reality of the delay without inducing panic.
But, you know, you can't manage that complexity in the kitchen if you don't actually know what meal you are cooking.
Good point.
Which takes us into the first real mechanism of the platform. The guiding philosophy here is understand before you draw.
Understand before you draw.
Because if you think about it, a list of rooms is not a client. Most people just hand an architect a piece of paper that says 5 bedrooms, big kitchen, pool. And then they wonder why the house feels soulless.
Right. And that brings us to the Know Your Client module. This is a 10-section intake process that acts as a psychological safeguard against human error.
And it does this through 5 client-led explorations. Let's look at the taste exploration first.
Oh, this one is fascinating.
It really is. Think about the last time you tried to agree on a couch with a partner. Now multiply that by $30 million.
It's a nightmare.
Right. Clients constantly use vague terms. They say, oh, I'll know it when I see it. Well, this tool turns that completely subjective feeling into hard data.
So how does it actually do that?
The clients look at 40 image sets, 160 images in total, and they just pick what feels right to them. And what really stood out to me in the notes is that it measures both their declared style and their revealed style.
Meaning what they say they like versus what they actually click on.
Exactly. It captures where partners actually agree and where their visual preferences completely diverge. And it documents it before it can turn into a massive argument in an architect's office.
Precisely. You want that argument handled by data, not by a designer billing you by the hour while you bicker.
Totally.
Then there is the lifestyle exploration, which is great because it's an audio interview. The platform captures the client's actual voice,
which is huge for context.
It preserves their tone, their excitement, and crucially, their hesitation. If you ask about hosting large parties, and they pause for a long time and say, yeah, sometimes, that tells an advisor so much more than a checked box on a written form ever could.
Yeah, you hear the reality.
From there, it moves into living, which maps out the exact logistics of how the household actually runs on, say, a random Tuesday morning.
And then it gets highly specialised. There's the wellness sanctuary exploration. This dedicates 8 priorities and 19 focus areas specifically to health and recovery.
Turning wellness into architecture.
Exactly. It takes this vague, trendy idea of feeling good and forces it into concrete spatial requirements. And then there is the resilience exploration.
This one requires a very specific touch.
It does. I was really struck by how carefully this is handled in the source material. The entire register here is strictly about discretion, continuity, and calm.
No fear-mongering.
None at all. The platform does not ask a high net worth family to assess their own exposure or guess what hardware they might need. It just quietly ensures that the home's foundational program is completely ready for the specific protocols that a specialist will eventually bring in. It's totally frictionless.
And while it is mapping out all these internal needs, it asks one massive structural question that almost nobody thinks about: portfolio fit.
Oh, right. Does the house even need to exist?
Literally, yes. Most of these families already own multiple properties. The system systematically asks if this new house is accidentally duplicating a job an existing property in the client's portfolio already does.
Which happens all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
If you already have a sprawling estate in Aspen where you host your entire extended family, do you really need a 12-bedroom compound in Miami? Or do you just need a sophisticated retreat for two?
Right.
Sometimes the biggest realization an advisor can deliver is that the entire brief needs to change because the family already owns the home they're trying to build.
That is a staggering amount of saved time and money. So once you have this incredibly nuanced profile, the platform feeds it directly into Find Your Inspiration.
The For Your Information module.
Right. This is the room-by-room space program. And I thought this was so clever. It automatically sizes rooms based on categories like small, medium, and large, but it calibrates them relative to the tier of the home.
Right. Context matters.
Exactly. So a medium kitchen in a 5,000 square foot house means something entirely different than a medium kitchen in a 15,000 square foot estate.
And this establishes the golden rule of the entire platform. If it is not in the room-by-room program, it does not exist downstream.
Period.
Period. This is how you stop the architect from adding a 2,000-square-foot art gallery that nobody asked for, or the guest house from quietly blowing up the budget because nobody was tracking the total square footage.
And once that program is locked, it goes through the mansion validation program.
The ultimate digital stress test.
Exactly. It analyzes the spatial relationships and catches conflicts on a screen where fixing it is free rather than on a construction site where fixing it costs millions.
It will flag if a home theater is sharing a wall with a guest bedroom or if the flow from the kitchen to the dining room is broken.
And there is a strict gate here, right?
Yes. To pass the mansion validation program, the design needs zero red flags and a minimum score of 80 out of 100. It just completely removes the guesswork.
Okay, I have to pause and push back on this a little bit.
Sure.
As I was reading through this visual force choice exercise and the strict 80 out of 100 scoring, my immediate thought was, isn't high-end architecture supposed to be art?
It is art.
Right. But if a client says they want their home to feel modern but warm, aren't we risking turning high-end design into a rigid paint-by-numbers exercise? I mean, doesn't turning taste into hard data just kill the architect's creativity?
It's a very natural concern. And a lot of people feel that way initially. But if we look at why these projects actually fail, the reality is the exact opposite. Vague adjectives like modern but warm are exactly what destroy a luxury project. Because when an architect hears modern but warm, they don't know what the client actually means.
They just guess.
Exactly. They fill in the gaps with their own ego and their own taste. So, 6 months and $500,000 in design fees later, they present a concept, and the client says, that's not us.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
By using data to create a measured design identity, you give the architect clear dimensions of warmth, formality, and complexity. You're finally giving them something concrete to design against. It actually frees them to do their best work because the boundaries are validated and clear.
I hear you, but doesn't that make the architect feel like they're just executing a software output rather than driving the vision?
Only if the architect's goal was to build a monument to themselves rather than a home for the client.
Out, but true.
Right. The great architects, the ones who truly serve the family, they love this because they aren't guessing anymore. They can pour all their creative genius into a framework they know the client already loves.
All right. That makes a lot of sense when you frame it around preventing the architect from going rogue. So at this point, the home's internal DNA is perfectly understood and validated.
The inside is locked.
But a house doesn't float in a void. It has to sit on actual dirt in an actual neighborhood. And if you drop this flawless blueprint onto the wrong piece of land, well, you just engineered a very expensive mistake.
Yeah, the principle shifts here to context before commitment.
Exactly. You have to align the dream with reality, and that starts with market alignment.
Right, the Know Your Market module.
The platform uses a buyer alignment matrix. This replaces hope with live market data. It scores the validated project on two axes: client satisfaction and market appeal.
Testing it against the real world.
Yeah. It actively tests the family space program against 17 specific buyer archetypes.
Wow, that is no small task.
The AI searches, though, live data on your specific market. So, for a property in Malibu, it might range from creative entrepreneur to sports professional to international investor and scores your project against their needs, wants, and desires in a potential future sale. Priorities are highlighted and misses identified that might lead to a faster and more profitable exit when and if that time arrives.
Which is so critical for an advisor because it forces the family to reconcile their personal dream with the reality of an actual real estate asset.
Right. It answers the uncomfortable question: if we build this highly specific compound, will anyone actually want to buy it in 20 years?
Exactly.
Right.
But once you know the market, you still have to look at the dirt itself.
The site.
Right. Looking at the site evaluation tools, it made me think of a scenario we could call the Palazzo problem.
The Palazzo problem.
Yeah, this is when someone buys a narrow, restrictive lot and tries to squeeze a magnificent, sprawling palazzo onto it. Evaluating land is usually incredibly emotional for clients. They fall in love with a view.
Right. They see the sunset and ignore the slope.
Exactly, which is why the site vision compatibility assessment is so vital. It takes the emotion out of the dirt. It auto-checks the land against 31 specific factors and 10 non-negotiable deal breakers.
And it links back to the program, doesn't it?
It does. Crucially, it doesn't just evaluate the land in a vacuum. It compares the physical site directly against the validated space program we built earlier. Does the topography support the required square footage? Do the setbacks destroy the footprint?
And the output is brilliantly simple for the client. Just a go, caution, or no-go verdict.
Keeps them calm.
It's like buying a bespoke, custom-tailored suit. You spend months getting the exact measurements, choosing the perfect fabric, and it fits you flawlessly. But then you take it home and realize your closet is only deep enough for t-shirt.
Oh, that's a perfect analogy.
Buying the land is the one decision in this entire process with absolutely no undo button, so the site must be perfectly tailored to that validated space program.
Because constraints found early cost thousands to fix. Constraints found late, once the concrete is pouring, cost millions.
Exactly.
So, by the time we have this context, the project isn't just a validated concept, it's matched to a market that will value it on land that has been rigorously checked for surprises.
So we have the blueprint, we have the market, and we have the dirt. The natural next step is figuring out how to actually pull this off in reality.
Time for the hard truths.
We have to answer two very uncomfortable questions. What is this honestly going to cost? And who are the actual humans going to build it?
Let's tackle the cost first, because it's always the most contentious part of any build. The platform uses the Vision Matrix to completely dismantle the industry standard of guessing a price per square foot.
Which is such a flawed metric.
Price per square foot is a lazy metric. It is what people reach for when nobody has done the real work of figuring out what is actually inside those square feet. Instead, the Vision Matrix builds a living, dynamic map of choices across seven specific cost categories.
And the mechanism that makes this so effective is the heat map. As an advisor, you can literally see the financial consequence of a design choice in real time.
It's all connected.
If the client decides they want, say, a massive structural cantilever over a cliff, you can watch the structural cost category light up red and visibly see the interior finished budget shrink to compensate.
You can run side-by-side scenario modelling.
And again, staying true to progressive disclosure, the client gets a reassuring light summary of the numbers while the advisor operates the pro cockpit with all the complex levers.
The client sees clarity. The advisor holds the controls. Once the money is mapped, you move to the humans, building the team.
Right.
A project of this scale requires a five-disciplined team: an architect, an interior designer, a project manager, a general contractor, and a cost consultant. The platform curates this team based on verifiable evidence, not just a handshake at a country club.
Okay, I want to dig in here, because if I'm an advisor, this sounds like a very tough conversation to have with the principal. Families usually come to the table with people they already know.
Always.
They just want to hire the architect's favourite contractor, or maybe the designer they used on their ski house. Why rely on an AI synergy simulation over a pre-existing relationship? I mean, shouldn't you trust people who have a track record of working together?
It is the most common assumption in the industry, and it is almost always wrong. Past relationships often mask terrible habits.
Really? How so?
Think about it. Maybe the architect's favourite contractor is their favourite because that contractor never pushes back on structurally flawed ideas.
Oh, wow.
Or maybe they systematically exclude the project manager from emails to avoid financial oversight. The team is the project. This platform runs a chemistry simulation to model how the team will actually interact before anyone signs a contract.
Before any ink is dry?
Exactly. It is almost like treating a $30 million house like a tech startup. You are running a psychological and operational simulation on the founders before you give them the funding.
That is a brilliant way to frame it.
And the system scores conflict resolution and communication the highest, because on a multi-year project, the weakest chemistry link sets the team's entire ceiling.
So, if they can't communicate now...
Right. If the interior designer and the contractor can't communicate effectively during a simulation, they will destroy the project during year two of the build.
Okay, let's step back and look at the entire journey we've just mapped out. The client's true needs are understood. The site is rigorously checked. The budget is honest and dynamic. The team is aligned and stress tested.
The foundation is set.
But if you are the advisor, you now face a massive translation problem. How do you hand all of this incredibly rich, nuanced information over to the people doing the building without the vision getting completely diluted or lost in translation?
That is exactly the job of the capstone module, the pre-development report.
The PDR.
Right. And what's vital to understand here is that this report doesn't invent anything new. It simply curates the truth we've already uncovered. It takes the 22 validated deliverables generated from all the upstream modules we just discussed, and it organizes them into six very specific packages.
Right. Reading through this, it generates one project charter for the client and five distinct concept briefs for the consultants. It's essentially 90% assembly of existing data and 10% narration.
And this is where the concept of parole visibility really shines. Everyone gets exactly what they need to execute their job, and no one is overexposed.
So, the contractor doesn't see everything?
Exactly. The contractor gets all the technical site constraints and the structural expectations, but they do not see the family's private financial details or their lifestyle vulnerabilities. The cost consultant gets the deep financial modelling.
And the client's charter is written in a warm, reassuring voice, summarising their journey. It keeps the client perfectly calm and secure, completely insulated from the technical data dump the contractors receive.
Exactly. And that curated handover triggers the final gate of the platform, charter issued.
The milestone.
This formally closes pre-construction and opens the concept phase of design. The massive payoff here, and this is the culmination of everything we've explored today, is that execution excellence starts in the concept phase.
Execution excellence starts in the concept phase.
The design team isn't starting from a blank page. They aren't sitting in a vague kickoff meeting filled with assumptions and guesswork. They are starting from a single, validated source of truth.
It's like a high-stakes relay race. Pre-construction runs this grueling first leg, mapping every single hurdle, and the pre-development report is just the perfect baton pass. It allows the design team to hit the ground at full speed without ever looking backward.
Perfectly said.
Which brings the entire emotional arc of this deep dive home. If you think back to that table we visualized at the beginning, the default experience for a family building a home at this level is fear.
Fear and exhaustion.
It's the stress of hidden costs, the anxiety of misaligned incentives, and just a constant suffocating feeling of being overwhelmed by thousands of uncoordinated decisions.
It breaks people.
But because this platform absorbs all that complex machinery, because the advisor is managing the heat in the kitchen, the client experiences something entirely different. They just walk up a calm, well-lit staircase, taking one right step at a time. The platform keeps its core promise. You remain informed, never overwhelmed.
Informed, never overwhelmed. And you know, if we zoom out and look beyond the immediate years of the build, this entire process raises one final incredible thought for you to take away.
Oh.
We've focused heavily on how this unconflicted, data-driven system protects the family and the advisor right now. But think about 10, 20, or 50 years down the line.
Okay.
When this family eventually passes this magnificent asset to the next generation, or when they sell it to a new buyer, they aren't just handing over a set of keys and some faded blueprints.
Right. They have the whole history.
Because of this platform, they are handing over the complete, pristine, documented DNA of exactly how and why the home was built. So how much does having a flawless, immutable record of a home's inception permanently change the value of legacy real estate?
That is something to think about.
We hope you enjoyed this edition of The Deep Dive and that Not For Sale sparks your imagination about innovation and disruption in the luxury real estate space.